Since the Dakota Access Pipeline was completed, the premium charged against Bakken crude oil has dropped. It was at its highest when a lot of oil was being transported by rail. That meant discounts were taken because of transportation costs. But as oil production is expected to increase, North Dakota could see a swing again toward rail transport of crude. This is State Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms.
Our projections based on rig count growth and completing these 900 non-completed wells is that we'll be exceeding the Dakota Access capacity in 2 years or less. And what that means, unless another project comes along, is that those price differentials will start to grow again. And that of course, will be a damper on increased activity.
Energy Transfer Partners, the parent company of Dakota Access Pipeline, has talked about capacity expansion, but has not yet announced firm plans to do so. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.